Stories.
Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last week, we read about Heavenly Father's plan for us in the introduction to Doctrine and Covenant Stories, Before the Doctrine and Covenants. We lived with Heavenly Father before we came to earth. We did not have bodies of flesh and bones like we now have. We were spirits. Our Heavenly Father made a plan for us to receive bodies and become more like Him. This is called the plan of salvation. This plan required us to leave Him for a time and come to earth. If we follow the plan, we will return to live with Him. Jesus lived with us in heaven. He wanted to follow Heavenly Father's plan. Jesus said He would come to earth to make it possible for us to return to heaven. Satan also lived with us in heaven. He would not follow Heavenly Father's plan, so Heavenly Father made him leave. Satan wants to destroy the plan of salvation. Jesus made the earth for Heavenly Father's children to live on. Jesus sent prophets to teach the people to be good. Some people obeyed the prophets. Other people obeyed Satan and became wicked. The Old Testament tells about people who lived before Jesus was born. Prophets taught these people that Jesus would come to earth to make it possible for them to be cleansed from sin and to overcome death. The Book of Mormon tells about other people who lived long ago. These people came from Jerusalem to the Americas. Prophets also taught these people about Jesus. He visited them after He was resurrected. The New Testament tells about Jesus' life on earth. It tells of His birth, His teachings, and His death and resurrection. Jesus taught people His gospel. He taught them to obey Heavenly Father's commandments. Jesus chose 12 men to be apostles and gave them the priesthood. He started His church. Many people loved Jesus. They were righteous and obeyed His teachings. Satan did not want people to follow Jesus. He tempted people to hate Jesus, and some of them nailed Him to a cross and killed Him. 3 days after Jesus died, He was resurrected. He was alive again. He talked with His apostles and told them to teach the gospel to all people. Jesus also visited the righteous people in the Americas. Then He went to heaven to be with His Father. The apostles were the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ. They went to many lands and taught people about Jesus. Many people believed in Him and were baptized. The apostles gave righteous men the priesthood. There were many members of the church. Satan wanted to destroy the church. He tempted people to stop believing in Jesus. The apostles and many other members of the church were killed. Soon there were no leaders to guide the church. Heavenly Father took the priesthood away from the earth. The church that Jesus had started was gone. People started churches of their own. They changed many of the teachings of Jesus. They also changed some of the commandments. Hundreds of years went by. There were many churches on earth, but none of them was the true Church of Jesus Christ. Members of these churches believed in Jesus, but the churches did not have the true gospel. They did not have the authority of the priesthood. They did not have prophets or apostles. Jesus had said He would come to earth again, but first His church had to be restored. The priesthood also had to be restored. these blessings were restored through the prophet Joseph Smith. Heavenly Father has again called prophets and apostles to lead the church in our day. Jesus gives revelations to the prophets and apostles to tell us what he wants us to know and do. The Doctrine and Covenants is a book of revelations from Jesus. Most of these were given to the prophet Joseph Smith. In these revelations, Jesus gives direction to his church and teaches the doctrines of his gospel. The book you are reading tells about some of the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants. It also tells some of the stories about the Restoration and early history of the Church of Jesus Christ in the latter days. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Children at home, please read along with us about Joseph Smith and his family, 1805 to 1820, in Chapter 1 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories.
Joseph Smith was born on December 23rd, 1805. His family lived in the state of Vermont in the United States of America.
Joseph Smith's father was also named Joseph. His mother's name was Lucy.
Joseph had five brothers and three sisters.
Joseph's mother and father were good people. They loved their children and worked hard to take care of them.
When Joseph was a little boy, he had a very bad sore on his leg.
Doctors tried to make his leg better, but they couldn't.
Hiram Smith was one of Joseph's older brothers. He loved Joseph and was sad that Joseph's leg hurt so much.
He sat by Joseph's bed and tried to help him feel better.
The doctors wanted to cut off Joseph's leg, but his mother would not let them. So the doctors decided to cut out part of the bone.
Joseph knew his leg would hurt when the doctors cut it, but he had faith that Heavenly Father would help him.
The doctors asked Joseph to drink some wine so the pain would not be so bad. Joseph would not drink the wine.
Joseph asked his mother to go outside because he didn't want her to see the doctors cut into his leg.
Joseph asked his father to hold him while the doctors cut into his leg.
They cut out the bad parts of the bone that hurt very much. But Joseph was brave. After many days, his leg was better.
When Joseph was older, his family moved to the state of New York. They lived in a log house on a farm near Palmyra.
Joseph's family was poor. They worked hard to pay for the farm.
The boys helped their father plant crops and take care of the animals. The girls worked with their mother.
Joseph was a good boy. He was happy and liked to laugh and have fun.
Let's talk about what we learned about Joseph and his family. When and where was Joseph Smith born? Camille?
He was born on December 23rd in 1805. He was born in Vermont.
In Vermont. And who did Joseph share his name with? Carson.
His father.
His father. What was Joseph's mother's name? Noah?
Lucy.
Lucy, exactly. Did Joseph have a big or a small family? Morgan?
Joseph had a big family.
How many brothers and sisters did he have? Kynan?
He had 5 brothers and 3 sisters.
Wow, so that's a pretty big family, right? Definitely. What were Joseph's parents like? Cameron.
Kind and loving.
They were kind and loving, exactly. What things do your parents do to show love for and take care of you? Morgan.
They give me food and they give me my home.
Excellent. What do your parents do, Camille?
They help me when I get hurt.
Oh, that's very nice. Definitely. Kynan, what do you think?
Feed me and work hard.
They feed you and they work hard. Excellent. How was Joseph sick when he was a little boy? Carson?
He had a very bad infection in his leg.
He did. And how did Hiram show his love for his brother Joseph when he was sick? Camille?
He sat by his bed and tried to make him feel better.
That's right. When the doctors could not make Joseph's leg better, what did they want to do to it? Cameron?
They wanted to cut his whole leg off.
They did. And what did the doctors do instead of cutting off his leg? Noah?
They cut out part of the bone.
That's right. What did the doctors want Joseph to drink so the pain would not be so bad? Morgan?
The doctors wanted Joseph to drink some wine.
They did. And why did Joseph ask his mother to go outside? Carson?
He didn't want his mother to see the doctors cut into his leg.
That's right. What did the doctors do instead of cutting off his leg? Kynan?
They drilled into Joseph's bone and took out the bad parts.
Excellent. What did he ask his father to do? Carson?
Hold him down while the doctors cut into his leg.
That's right. Now, where did Joseph and his family move to when he got a little older? Camille?
New York.
What would Joseph later find buried in a hill near his house in Palmyra, New York? Cameron?
The gold plates.
That's right. Why then do you think it was important for Joseph and his family to move to New York? Camille?
So he could find the gold plates.
That's right. Heavenly Father was directing Joseph and his family to be where they needed to be for the work he had planned for Joseph to do. Sometimes Heavenly Father directs our lives without our knowing about it. Heavenly Father is able to direct our lives like he did Joseph's because he is omniscient. Do you know what omniscient means? Morgan.
Someone who is omniscient is someone who knows and understands all things completely.
That is exactly right. Omniscient. Let's say it out loud together. Ready?
Omniscient.
Heavenly Father not only knows all things happening now, he knows everything that has happened in the past, and he knows all things that will come in the future. So he knew where Moroni hid the gold plates in the past, and he knew where Joseph would need to be in the future to find them. And knowing all of this, he was able to direct Joseph and his family so they would be in the right place at the right time. In what ways do you think Heavenly Father, who is omniscient, might direct our lives without our knowing about it, Morgan?
Through others.
Through others. So he might direct our lives through others. Great. Cameron, what do you think?
The Holy Ghost prompts us to do things or go places.
Okay, so through the Holy Ghost. Wonderful. Carson?
He can guide us.
He can guide us. How does he guide you?
He answers my prayers.
Okay, great. So he guides us through answers to our prayers. Wonderful. Let's go back to our discussion about Joseph and his family for a few more questions. Now, who all helped with the work on the farm in Joseph's family? Kynan.
His whole family.
That's right. The whole family helped with the work on the farm. How do you think learning to work hard helped prepare Joseph to serve the Lord? Carson?
His life would be hard.
His life would be hard. So how did that, learning to work hard help him to get ready for a hard life? Morgan?
He knew that hard work would pay off to something great.
Okay, great answer. What are some ways you work to help your family? Cameron?
I help babysit my younger sisters and brother.
Great, that's excellent. And what do you do, Camille?
I work in the garden.
You work in the garden? Great. Noah, what do you do to help your family?
I clean my room without being asked.
Wow, that's excellent. Wonderful. Morgan?
I clean and help take care of my brother.
Great. How is working with your family preparing you now to serve the Lord later? Noah?
If I am working hard now, I know I can do hard things later.
Excellent answer. Thank you. Camille?
Because I'm learning to help people.
Great. Excellent. What kind of a boy was Joseph? Carson?
Kind, curious, and a hard worker.
Excellent. Camille?
Happy and fun.
Happy and fun and kind. Great. Morgan?
He was good and obedient.
Good and obedient. Does anybody else have words that described what kind of a boy Joseph was? Children, I know Heavenly Father is omniscient. What does omniscient mean? Does anybody remember from the previous? Morgan?
Someone who knows all things.
Someone who knows all things. That's right. I know that Heavenly Father knows everything and that He has prepared a way to accomplish all of His works. If we let Him, He will direct our lives so that we can do our part in His plan. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 2, Joseph Smith's First Vision, 1820. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture Power!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
One day, when Joseph was 14 years old, he read in the Bible that we should ask God when we want to know something.
Joseph decided to pray and ask God which church to join.
See you next week!